Welcome to the Zone of Purpose podcast, where the fucking bro culture takes a seat and we do business from your wise woman calling and your soul's magic.
Hey, it's Virginia James. Good morning. Happy Monday to you. There is something lurking in the bushes next to me, so if I scream or there's a cut of the video or we have to come back, that's why. But anyway, on brand, right? So let's talk about that today. I want to discuss this because there are a lot of times when you are, say, you're in the job still, you're not doing a side hustle yet or a business, and you're sitting there and I'm like, everyone does everything perfectly. I'm making gross generalizations right now, but you're with me. Everyone does everything perfectly. They look like they have their shit together. There's all these things. They just show up. They make money. They make wealth. They do their thing and they make it look easy. Well, here's the good news. It's not always that way, so don't worry about that. And I think it'd be fun to bring some behind the scenes your way every once in a while, because that is what happens when you do business in this world and you do business with soul. So let's make a specific point about this. I want to talk about a possum. And you're like, Virginia, what the fuck does a possum have to do with anything? And we're like, here we go. So I have noticed within the last week, driving back to my house early morning, etc., because I drop off somebody to the ferry dock. The reality is I've seen a possum twice now. And, you know, sometimes you see the messengers and you go, okay, that's nice to see. Cool. But when you see a possum twice, you stop for a second. I actually literally stopped the truck this morning and watched it, you know. Some might be grossed out by them, but they're actually kind of cute. I've never seen one before, especially twice in 1 week. So what this has made me think about is holding space, or creating and crafting space for the behind the scenes things in life, right? And I'm saying this as a recovering, quote, quote, recovering perfectionist and driven person. I'm still kind of a driven being. That's just how I operate. But the reality is, if we don't take time, literal time, to both take care of ourselves, but also see the behind the scenes and what's really there, we're missing out. Okay. This isn't to make you feel bad, by the way, because this is a very hectic world, especially lately. Lots going on. So take care of you as much as you can while we do it. But like, I was cleaning out between the possum sightings, we'll say, and, you know, taking some things to donation, looking at things that were of my old life or lives, we'll say, and I don't want it anymore. I don't want reminders. I don't want something hanging. I mean, it's, you know, I don't need to go into details, but sometimes material things, I feel they hold energy and they also hold memory. So if that's not who you are anymore, let it go. Behind the scenes, right? Transition forward as the new you. And if you don't know what that is, figure it out along the way, right? Because that's kind of how it happens too. So I just wanted to share that this is very, you know, it's important, I think, to discuss behind the scenes things, right? You might not want to hear about, you know, me going to the donation place and taking a juicer or something, but the reality is there's something already behind that. There's something within it, because I am creating space for new transitions in life, okay? I'm creating space, like the little possum I saw this morning moving from night into dawn, or trying to scurry and find its little nook. It was literally across the road in front of me. And twice, when maybe it's the same possum. I doubt it though, not in the same location. But the reality is we're crossing our own roads. We are going down our own roads, and they change and they shift. And you know this, you wouldn't be hanging out with me if you, you know, didn't understand that or wanted to. So I just wanna say this week, try to give yourself some space. Whether it's just some breathing room, whether it's material things, whether your soul within is saying, get rid of that shit, because don't need that around anymore. Burn it if you can, handy. Unless there's a burn ban, and then maybe don't. Maybe wait or shred it up or do something to it. Destroy it in a different way and let it go. Let it go. I'm not going to sing Frozen for you, but my nibblings would be proud. If I could. I'm not doing that on YouTube. All right, enough said. I hope that you find some calm in this time, however you can, and how it works for you. I hope that you Have as much as you can a restful week. Also a fun and driven and excited and expansive week. And if you ever need anything, ask FSW, let me know. But right now, be the possum. We're transitioning. We're shifting. And make space for that, okay? All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Doing life and business with soul is where it's at. And if you want to get started, grab your Soul Seeds guide. It's under $40 and can be done in a weekend. And don't forget, my friend, it's time to align with your calling. However you do it, ditch the hustle and bring your soul's magic to life.